T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
When you been new, what it was.
Hop in the lamb, piss on the gram. Now they been trying to suck on it for free. She want a man, throw a bouquet. I told them bitch I don't get down on one knee. I'm in the bed, friends all sweet. Pop a perk, she eat me. Couple bands, so to bring a friend. But she brought like me.
This ain't no sea breezy, this ain't cheesy, baby. Melvin got. When you been new, what it was.
Hop in the lamb, piss on the gram. Now they been trying to suck on it for free. She want a man, throw a bouquet. I told them bitch I don't get down on one knee. I'm in the bed, friends all sweet. Pop a perk, she eat me. Couple bands, so to bring a friend. But she brought like me.
This ain't no sea breezy, this ain't cheesy, baby. Melvin got.
No! Nerd, 12 Years a Slave, the musical.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Also, Jay, we met Star after Spectacular, bro. Her okay. And her man's there. They're super dope, man. You missed it. I know you were at Comic-Con. Super dope people to hang with, bro.
Oh, nice, man. Nice. What up, y'all?
I cannot believe you put these plantation raps on this fucking show, bro.
Hey,
bro, it's not blurs. It's not blurs in the chains or blurs in the gallows, nigga. It's blurs in the
blurs in the gallows. In the gallows.
The gallows.
Not blurs on the plantation. The it's episode. What's it for? Blurs in the hood is what it is. I'm your resident.
Nigga, you have driven me to drinking, and we haven't even started the show. I'm the swaggy blurred Wednesday Marshall. What the fuck?
Let me tell you something. Cooning comes in all shapes and forms and everything. We've seen cooning from those who support the orange fuck puppet. We've seen cooning from those who are afterwards when they're anti-vax. We've seen cooning in political forms. We've seen cooning through Terry Crews. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can see cooning in the melodic version for your ears right now.
It's when you been to what it was.
Hop in the lamb, piss on the gram. Now they been trying to suck on it for free. She want a man.
Do something else! Do something else! That's it! That's all we want! Do something else!
I'm sorry. I couldn't let that whole thing play all over again. And Curtis Lopez got it. Roots the musical. That's... All right, man. Oh, my God. I just... You know when you, like, start a day with a plan... And they say the old adage, it's like everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. That was the getting punched in the mouth part for me, bro. I was not mentally prepared for what I just witnessed almost three fucking times. Almost three times. I was not mentally
prepared
for what just...
Friends don't let friends drink alone.
Friends don't let friends watch slave musicals. God damn it. Oh my God.
Well, thank you, everybody. Oh shit, that was strong.
Let's start off with this. Happy birthday to Haskell 420, man. It's Sag season, and Haskell, I said this already on Game Time today, man. You somehow find a way to be at everybody's motherfucking show, laying comments, promoting shit for people, man. You have been out here in these streets like an unofficial, like, marketer and shit. So,
as Barlow says, you try to be prepared for Jay's shenanigans, but there's nothing you can do, really.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. So, I'm just trying to pour my energy into wishing
happy birthday. You know, Haskell, happy birthday, Haskell. Appreciate you.
Jesus.
I'll say it the best way I can from the bottom of my pure dark heart. Wish you the best. You can be annoying sometimes with the tweets, but they're all from a good place.
Let this nigga live.
Did you let me just say it? Let me finish the statement. They're all from a good place, and we appreciate you. Now, thank you to everybody who listened. Wait, what was it?
What's your name, Kunta Kinte? I be whipping up and shit. I lost my leg. Now I'm hopping around and shit. Nigga, you don't think I couldn't freestyle that shit if I wanted to? I am so mad at you for playing that shit, you bitch.
Congratulations. Oh my God.
Hey, man, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me that I have quality content for the show.
Quality content. You're calling that quality content, nigga.
Every week I bring forth quality content, something that will engage the listeners and the viewers. And of course, the listeners of the podcast, they just gonna hear a dope beat. You know what I'm saying? They not gonna see until they rewatch the replay.
Nigga, hush. And
you're not gonna let.
Nigga, what is you talking about?
I'm trying to bring forth quality value programming to the boys and girls, men's and women's, and all others in betweens is who watches this blurs in the hood. Okay, I'm trying to get forth the good array of programming, and see, I don't like to look at you. Let me look at the camera. Let me look at the peoples. I like to bring forth for y'all stuff that I'm gonna, you know, stimulate you and titillate you and entice you and invite you and make you think, who are these niggas? And then you'd be like, yo, this shit is wild. But or I could have gave you some more quality content like this.
Now, that would have been great. You know what you gave us instead?
My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga. Woo!
So that's what we on. What up, Super Ship? That's what we on.
You literally, what is the black equivalent of Jesus Christ is my nigga? Puts a bunch of making niggas doing music videos as slaves in chains.
Hey, Winston.
He did that to himself. That was Winston. A personal choice by that.
Winston.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Nigga, I don't even remember anymore. I don't even fucking remember. Saturday was
it'll get worse if you know it'll be worse if I gotta hit this sound cue. Let me see if nobody made us hit it because we already had to hit it at the expo twice. Go ahead, I'm
sorry. We did so at the expo, man. Jay should have it because the stuff I have is in the other room. But did the expo for the Schmodown Spectacular. It was so dope meeting a large number of you, man. Those are the bands. We're going to start selling those that you'll be able to order them and we'll ship them. We also got stickers. We'll send those out too. And, you know, we're still waiting on just the holiday rushes making stuff hard for shot glasses and shirts. But those are coming soon too. Might have to happen after the holidays, but these will probably start selling early next week. So first of all, it was just super cool to meet folks. Excuse me. There was one couple, you know, me and names are like fucking Superman and Kryptonite, bro. I believe what was it? Was it the name of the couple that came up to us that's here in LA? It was a Latino gentleman, and I want to say
I can't remember the name. Don't, nigga, yeah. I've been hit the head with chairs. Don't ask me to remember names.
My point is they came up and told us how much we meant to them. A number of folks came up taking photos and whatnot. It was so cool to kick it with y'all, man, and get a chance to know you. We did essentially the element of the show for every $100. We were doing shots. So we were out here in these streets taking motherfucking shots when we were told by the Skybound crew, you need to put that away. I said, I need to what?
Need what?
What would you say? So I put it under the table. And as soon as the shots came up, I poured it and put it back under the table. And I was like, clank, clank.
They were like, we need to what? And all of a sudden somebody was like, well, they bought a paint and they bought some bands. I was like, hey, Winston, you know what that means? That's exactly what happened.
That happened a lot. Like three times actually. So that was cool. But the whole thing was cool, man. It was dope. And for all of you that are Schmodown fans and that were out that this past weekend, it was cool to meet y'all, man. And spend some time with you. And like I mentioned, a number of folks went to the bar next door to the venue to hang for a bit. And then a number of folks actually came out to Burbank, out to Barney's. Because since Corruption won and since the studio used to be in Burbank, everybody gets into habits like, let's just go to Burbank. I'm like, bitches, we downtown and most of us already drunk. Why are we trying to drive?
That made brilliant. Back?
So I'm glad that I had stopped drinking the last match so that I was like fine to get over there, man. But then like, again, we had met Star. She was mad cool. And her man's, they were both super cool to hang with, man. Got to.
Were they trying to fuck you?
Hmm.
Were they trying to fuck you?
Mm-mm.
I just figured they would. I figured they would be trying to like, yo, they want to put their fingers.
I don't think so. But mine's also been the whole situation. If something like that's gonna happen in the real life, like Kristen needs to be around for that. It's not. I'm not just out here in these streets.
Oh no, you can't send a text.
Gotta wonder.
You can't send a text on a video message. Hey. They trying to fuck me. Is it okay? Like,
no. She would also be involved. That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't like. I have to be like, y'all trying to come all the way to Hollywood? We in Burbank. But I don't believe that that's what was happening. I just thought we were all having a good time. I just thought we were all having a good time. I didn't even know about all that.
Did you put? Speaking of which, before you go any further, did you put the picture in you sent me of the Roomba?
Oh no, but I could do that. I could definitely do that.
Because that would.
Well, okay. Now that's funny. Only because, so I'm meeting Star, bro. She is like 4'11", 5 foot tall. She's short than a
mother. Hey, baby, bro. I can pick her up in one hand and you in the other and make a video. We fucking enough.
Yes. It's Chris. I apologize, Chris. I like, because again, at that point, all of the drinking at that point, I remember Star because she talks a lot in the thing, but my brain just kind of is like washed over. Like I barely remember all of the Schmodown people that came up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like there was just a lot of shit happening. I obviously remember Mr. Swift. He was out there kicking and shit.
Shout out to Hill Nellums. We finally met.
Yes, we met Hill Nellums. That was hella dope. Winston, did you catch that couple that was dry sexing for 2 hours outside? What? No, I did not catch the car. Yes, wait, on the way to the car. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They were up against the light pole and shit. Yes, there was this random couple. I don't know if they had anything to do with us. They knew what Barney's, if they were just at the movies and shit. There was this couple that was just pressed up against this motherfucking light pole, bro. And they just, and I was like, y'all is nasty. Y'all don't give a fuck. Like, bro, that shit was hilarious. it was awesome to meet you too. All seriousness for the podcast listener, Star says, nah, Winston, awesome. You're awesome. So glad to have met you. Feel the exact same way. So let me, there was a couple fucking on the smoking patio. Whoa. I didn't know that. I just saw the one couple pressed up against the light pole just outside the Barney's. Like they were out on the other side of the fence. And I saw them walk into my car. I didn't know about that, Dwayne. For podcast listeners, Dwayne says there was a couple fucking on the smoking patio.
Well, shit.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Holy God. I mean, look, man, clearly.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense, but it was cool. It was mad cool hanging with everybody. It was mad cool being out there. Hell of a fucking hangover the next day, man. I had a lot of work to get done. And then that was the funny thing, because like I didn't even go home drunk. Like I was great, like good enough to drive myself from Burbank back to Hollywood. But a full day's worth of drinking will pay a toll on your body. And Dwayne said it himself, by having this Vegas trip this coming weekend on my birthday, we go like we getting too old for this shit. That's all I got to say.
Nigga, what does it look like I'm drinking?
Why are you drinking all the water right now? Yep. That's why you drink a lot of the water. So that was cool. So we'll ask before we get into the stories, because we do have some exciting news that we want to ask y'all about. But for right now, Mr. J. Washington.
What you been doing?
I haven't beat off all weekend, so I'm really anticipating that as soon as I get off air.
Well, shit.
No, I didn't say nothing. Friday had a dope time in Santa Monica for the late show at the Westside Comedy Theater. Saturday, of course, at the Expo. Shouts out to meeting some of y'all. I'm sorry I couldn't stay. Some of y'all, I didn't know who the fuck y'all were as far as like competitors or whatever, because like it's a bunch of new niggas. And I'm like, don't trust them new niggas over there. I don't know you niggas. Like, I don't know you niggas. So like, if I knew you, I spoke with you, I fucked with you, right?
Nigga!
So then I had to go to LA Comic Con because I was working, because I was doing interviews for that hashtag show. And so on Saturday, I got to interview.
Well, now we know what Danielle Joyner is going to be thinking about the rest of the night. She says, and now it's burning my brain of Jay beating his meat, which it probably just looks like.
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be your titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
So now you're just gonna polish your shotgun for the rest of the day, bro. Like you're just out here just sitting here, just be like, yeah, old Betsy. Anybody comes onto my land, they're gonna get a shotgun blast to the face.
Like, well, again, it was an interesting day because originally I was working with that hashtag show for the weekend. They were the digital media, official digital media correspondents for the entire con. And originally we were supposed to get a lot of the main stage panels. And so they asked me when I looked at the panels, what panels did I want? So one panel just happened to be a Arrow panel. Now, here's the reason why I kind of, you know, not only have I been a fan of Arrow since all eight seasons, but there were four people on the panel in particular. There was Neil McDonough, who played Damian Dark. Katie Cassidy, who played Laurel Lance, Black Siren, Black Canary. Then there was Katie Lotz, who played Sarah Lance, and Katrina Law. Now, for anyone who knows Jay Washington, what about the last two names would work? They're actual fucking friends of mine. So I was hoping to get it, but they didn't give me the panel, right? So they gave the panel to this one woman, sister, right? I'm like, first of all, get your money, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? If it's got to be anybody, get over me, get the money, baby. Here was the problem I had. This chick never watched the show. I can tell because of the question. So how do you feel being part of the...
What?
How do you feel being part of the DC universe? And part... Then it really got bad when before the panel was done, she sat there and said, so the show's coming to an end soon. Bitch, what?
Oh, yeah!
Arrow's been done for 2 years. It gets better. On that panel, a surprise guest comes out. One Candace Patton, who plays Iris West Allen on The Flash. Why is Candace on this panel? What is The Flash doing right now? This
doing the big crossover.
Why she asked not a single question about the crossover? Not a... Not a single question.
It was just like, if I was you, I would have been standing on the side talking about,
oh, hey, fuck you.
Everybody that was over by that hashtag was looking at me and they were like, yo, you pissed? I was like, you fucking right I am. I'm like,
so
yo.
So the hashtag show asked you what you wanted.
They asked me that one. Because I
said that one and they said no.
They said because we've picked our own people. One of the programmers for the con is like, oh, we picked our own people. So they picked her to do several panels.
It wasn't hashtag. It was the con.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew, only reason they picked her because she does some Batman Beyond podcast. So they figured she knew all of DC. But I'm like, that still doesn't matter. Because not only, like, when I say Katrina's a friend, I have been to Katrina Law's house like six times. I text her husband, was like, yo, are you here with Kat? He was like, nah. But then I realized there was an Oklahoma game going on and he's a diehard OU fan. I was like, well, that makes sense. Also, in case anybody didn't know how close I am and connected with the DC universe when it was the Arrowverse, I might have told y'all this and Brad because I felt good about it. I was one of 40 fucking people in the world before anybody had saw that knew that Ezra Miller was in crisis. Why? Because I saw it at Mark Guggenheim's house. So, I digress. Didn't get that.
You were fueling my own rage, and it didn't even happen to me.
So, again, when God closes one door, he opens another. That same day, I knew for a fact I was interviewing Jim Starlin, the creator of Thanos, Gamora, Drax, co-creator Shang-Chi. Talked to him. But then they was like, yo, you want to interview Phil Lamar? You fucking right I do. Phil Lamar has been part of my life since I was growing up. From Mad TV, Static Shock, all these other things. He was Marv in Pulp Fiction getting shot in the face, which I brought up. Let's go to Sun. After that, I go to the after party. I was supposed to co-host that. I was beat because I had to be back up. So I had to be back there the next day. So I got there. I interviewed first Arif Sharir, who's the new voice of Cleveland on Family Guy, right? They was like, cool. Then they were like, who'd I do after Arif? Do you want to do Josh Keaton? Who is Josh Keaton? Josh was the voice of Spider-Man back on CW in 2008, 2009. Josh also was Shiro in Voltron Legendary Fender. And he was Steve Rogers in What If, right? Then they was like, okay, cool, you're doing that. You want to interview Drew Powell? He played Butch Gilzean, Solomon Grundy on Gotham. Hell yeah, I'll do that. But then they was like, yo, how do you feel about doing Keith David? Now, Winston A. Marshall, when I have written my pilot, who have I told you from jump I have wanted to play my father in my pilot? Morgan Keith David. Freeman. Nigga, no. I don't have records. Keith David. Keith fucking David, right? So I like, yo, I'm honored. I'm getting ready to interview him. Cool. We sit down. I tell him on camera, yo, I really wrote a pilot to have you and I have my father. He says, when you get it going, let's go. Says it again after we get off air. I even bring up the fact, I say, yo, you replaced Clarence Williams III in Tales from the Hood. You did Tales from the Hood too. He laughed his ass off because most people don't bring that up. Then they were like, okay, I did Drew Powder. He was like, hey, do you want to do John Glover? You fucking right I want to do Lionel Luther, but he'd already talked about Smallville early in the day. We're not going to talk about Smallville. We're not going to talk about you being the Riddler. Guess what I brought up to him that he was shocked I brought up? You're Daniel Clamp in Gremlins 2. He was like, oh shit, you remember. You goddamn right I did. And so I did all those interviews on Sunday just to come home to have to do two TV auditions, two big self-tape TV auditions and a commercial audition. Yesterday, I was supposed to rest. I went to the gym, worked out for like 2.5 hours, messed with lower back up. But then I caught myself going out, and then I was just sitting out drinking. And then I'm just here. So now we're here on Tuesday, and I'm sorry for taking up everybody's time. So that was my – oh, by the way, here's another thing that happened. You ever buy something that you really want in your life? And you like, yo, I can have this to make me good. But then all of a sudden, shit happens and you lose your freelance gig. So you lose money. You're like, fuck, well, I can't keep that. That's what happened with me with this PlayStation 5. So it came in and I'm selling it now. So that is that. Also, yeah, shout out to the hoodie from Big Boy Season. If you notice it, Big Boy Nutritional Facts, appetite 1,000%. I'm not that much. Swag on 100%. Sense of humor, 100%. Strength, 100%. Loyalty, 100%. Confidence, of course. Warning, big guys are extremely addictive. Okay, highly addictive. So that's that.
That's actually pretty genius. That's actually really genius.
Streamlabs. Now, we know you guys have done bills and everything. We'll say it one time. We'll knock it out. We'll get it out the way. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. I just want y'all to know this. This is his show.
Yes. Jay will be in charge of Thursday because I have to work all day on Thursday. So I took the reins here because, as you heard, he was a very, very busy man. So I have handled everything. So we're just going to jump right.
My son has an Xbox One. My son has an Xbox Series X. I'm not giving this shit to my child. He got that shit last year. But actually, right. And I'm waiting on someone who's supposed to be sending me the money for the PlayStation 5. But that's there. So go ahead.
Okay, great. So for
those only, and it's a, and I'm only selling it because I got to pay rent. It ain't even for me, by the way. For people like, oh, you just trying to make money. No, I need the money to pay my bills because I don't have my freelance job.
Do you know how hard it is to keep track of the time codes for later when you keep interrupting the goddamn segue, you stupid son of a bitch?
I apologize.
It's all good. So Spider-Man.
But yeah, but like I was saying, and so.
So Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1, the teaser trailer dropped this weekend, and we got a lot of stuff in there pretty quickly, which was pretty dope. We ended up seeing Gwen return, which we saw at the end of Into the Spider-Verse. She has a little conversation. You know, Miles is like, oh, I'm grounded. And she's like, well, is Spider-Man grounded? And then, as you know, if you're a big fan of Spider-Gwen, she does get the ability to jump. She gets a device to jump through dimensions. So as, like the comics, takes Miles with her, and in the, at the end of the teaser, Spider-Man 2099 grabs that nigga and is throwing him into traffic, and that's pretty much all we get. And then the title, that is Part 1. So it looks like they're doing a two-part movie, man. I mean, what did you think seeing this trailer?
Nigga, Miguel O'Hara is beating his ass. You get your ass whooped through the multiverse, nigga. This nigga is swinging, enjoying life, and here comes Spider-Man 2099 like, bitch! He just... But
it just looks like he's throwing him around. It didn't look like he was trying to fight his ass. He just looked like he was like, nigga, where you going?
But it's interesting, more than anything, that this is a two-part thing. Because No Way Home comes out next month. This drops the end of October of next year, which more than likely, pretty much, both movies are done. This is an animated film, so they're just done one long movie, cut it into two parts.
Probably.
I just wonder, what is it? Because, again, we know the multiverse is a thing. We know all.
Sure.
Again, we were going to talk about a few other people in a second. But how does this play into the part two with everything? Because it is being believed that A, Miles is gonna come live action in this version somehow, some way.
So I have a prediction. I have a prediction of one or two things happens. Either A, we get a minor teasing of this in No Way Home, since we have gotten the news that Tom is sticking around and that Sony and Disney will continue to play nice. We might get some sort of teasing of a live action Miles. But if I had to actually guess, I would guess the end of part two, I don't know when they're planning on releasing part two because they've only told us about part one,
right,
is the actual bridge of Miles as the animated Miles into a life. He travels into yet another universe where he actually becomes alive.
Well, here's where I'm going to give you a slight rebuttal on that. There have been times before we got the trailer and everything, when they showed the logo of Spider-Man No Way Home, the first time we got that, remember when we were trying to figure out what the name of the movie was, and they were walking through the Sony office and it was on the board. The logo, the webbing, was the island of Puerto Rico, and it did the glitch. So that's letting everybody know he may play a part in this somehow, some way.
Potentially. But I think that was more of a teasing, if I had to guess. That was more of a teasing of Sony and Disney knew a little while ago that they were going to continue to play nice. They just decided to make this announcement now.
Because, of course.
And I think I agree with you. It would have been better to wait until this movie drops. Because by telling us this, we kind of know that Tom has to make it out in some form or fashion. We also kind of know that this is going to continue in some form or fashion. So I think that that may have been a nod of things to come. I don't necessarily think that it means that we're going to get something right away here. But if I had to guess, because it would make more sense, you need Peter Parker to be at an age to mentor Miles.
Well, that's why he's going to college. That's the thing that makes you.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that we maybe get a post-credit scene of live-action Miles in whatever the new first Tom Holland Spider-Man movie is.
So the one after this.
The one after this. I think the second one, Miles actually gets bitten and they kind of start the process of really mentoring him. And then the third one is the changing hands. And that's where we see Tom maybe walk away from the character. And now Miles is the main Spider-Man leading forward from there.
You know, if I had to guess, that would be the way, but you still can stick to walls and shit, but go ahead.
You know what I mean, nigga. I mean, they might do the same thing that might happen with Peter every time. They might kill Peter, in which case they can always, if they like, because at that point, Tom will have been however old he is. He may not want to do it anymore. And because it's a multiverse anyway, that allows you to then reboot again and grab a Spider-Man from another dimension, similar to Peter B. Parker and Peter Parker that we saw Into the Spider-Verse. So that would be my guess. about where that's going. Any other quick thoughts on this at all, man, before moving on to the next story?
Again, this whole thing is so exciting because it's just the multiverse news has opened up so much. And again, part one and part two leave so much to the imagination when it comes to this.
I hate that joke so much. Noam Saiyan says in Puerto Rico, they use the metric system for road signs, so he'd be kilometer Morales.
Nigga!
You clicked it too, didn't you? Because I clicked it, I was like, why didn't it play? Oh, because we both tried to play that shit at the same goddamn time. So there you go. All right, so in other nerdy news, because this is Blurreds in the Hood, Charlie Cox has been confirmed to be returning to the MCU. So Kevin Feige's done a number of interviews leading up to Spider-Man No Way Home, talking to Screen Rant, discussing No Way Home. Feige opened up about the possibility of bringing Netflix Marvel characters to the main MCU. But Feige wouldn't confirm any proper plans. He did tease that audiences could see these heroes on screen again in the near future and explained his process of bringing new and returning characters to the franchise. He said, I always say that whenever a character comes back into the Marvel sandbox, it becomes another tool in the storytelling of the MCU. As I said before, the good news is all will be revealed when people actually finally watch. He then followed up in an interview with CinemaBlend, confirming that the MCU is bringing back Cox as Daredevil if the franchise decides to include the character. It should be noted that Cox has not officially been cast in the MCU, but the Marvel Studios president is confirming that the MCU will not recast Cox's character. You can read his full quote saying, if we were to see Daredevil in upcoming things, Charlie Cox, yes, would be the actor playing Daredevil. Where we see that, how we see that, when we see that, remains to be seen.
She-Hulk.
Interesting. You think She-Hulk? You don't think he's popping up in No Way Home?
No, it's the scenes, the steals that we saw that a certain person put out, they are actually shot. They were actually shot for the film, but they're not in the film.
Okay.
They did a lot of shooting and shit. He's going to appear. It's going to be She-Hulk.
Yeah. Now, this is the big thing. I'm not saying that I didn't lie.
Not going to happen. And I'm going to tell you that right now. Mike don't want to do it.
Really?
Mike don't want to do it. Mike is tired of working out the extensive workout schedule that it takes. Well,
that's especially for Luke Cage. Not just for a superhero, but specifically for someone like Luke Cage.
Somebody like, got to keep fucking and keeping his shirt off.
Not just that. It's because Luke Cage is a monster of like a build. Like it's not like just like a Wolverine, which Hugh Jackman had to do, which is still ridiculous. Like what everyone has to do, but Thor, Luke Cage, all of those like muscular ass heroes, bro, that I don't blame him. That is exhausting, but that depresses me because in my opinion, he was the best of all of them. The only one that might be better is, what's his name? Frank Castle.
John Berenthal played Frank Castle. And Berenthal said he doesn't want to do it because he knows the MCU would let Frank be as dark as it is, which I completely understand.
He already was. It was technically loosely connected to the MCU.
The word loose is you got to be even more. Like, we barely even, like, there was the moment when Karen, he's like, yo, how about that Matt Murdock? That was really it. And if you connected anything else, it's the other characters. Now, when you had Frank Castle in season two of Daredevil, that's more of a connector than the Punisher series.
Remember, in Daredevil and Jessica Jones, they talk about the incident. They talk about the green guy. Absolutely. It is loosely connected. Like I said, loosely. So, like, we know that they live in the same worlds, but they just never crossed paths beyond anything that was going on. They tried to do that very intentionally. So, I mean, it's one of those situations. It would bum me out if both Berenthal and Coulter really are out, because in my opinion, if I had to go in the order of how everyone did, it would probably go Berenthal, Coulter, Cox, Ritter, and then we don't talk about
Finn Jones. Yeah. For me, it's Cox. Mike's a friend because, you know, let me tell you something. I get to party with people and hang out with them and joke and realize they have terrible rhythm. So, Mike Coulter.
You so disrespectful. How are we going to get the nigga on the show now? You out here just talking about him having no rhythm and shit.
I tell Mike to his motherfucking face. Nigga, you was in Salt Lake City dancing like this.
Nigga. Yeah, because my nigga like, yeah, this is no, Luke Cage.
But the beat wasn't nowhere near like that. But then beat.
Oh, what was the beat? So, like, it was like Get Low and he was like.
He was like, 369, damn it, fast. Show this thing. Shit like that. So, but, like, I would go Charlie Cox because we've had three different, so this is the third iteration of Daredevil.
They all did a good job.
Don't you lie like that. Because Finn Jones only did a good job come Luke Cage season two.
But that's
was right before Finn Iron Jones, Fist season.
Finn Jones, but I don't blame Finn Jones for any of that. I blame the people Scott that Buck. Made the show.
I blame Scott Buck, the showrunner.
I do not blame Finn Jones. I think his acting job was fine. I think the material he was given was trash. That's what I blame. So I don't come for Finn on that. I thought that was great casting. I don't think that show was done well. That's my
issue. I mean, we learned. We all knew the show that wasn't done
well. D'Onofrio as well. He's fucking incredible.
Which, by the way, with the Charlie Cox announcement, D'Onofrio basically took to Twitter and said no one deserves more than Charlie. He's amazing. Yep. Because the belief is he is in Hawkeye. He is Echo's uncle.
Because of Echo.
He's Echo's uncle. Because in the comics, she's actually adopted by Fisk after he kills her parents. But so people believe, because it would make sense, though, it's New York. If you're going to have She-Hulk based out of New York, Daredevil, Spider-Man, who basically, even though he wants to save the world, he still wants to be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. But I've said this. I do kind of hope that, thanks for the heads up. Yep. I do got to kind of hope that, I don't know where we are in a second one. So that
You're fine. I'll just have to go do it later.
All right, I got you
on the next one. You see what I'm saying? Just keep an eye on whatever it says for the live.
Yeah. So yeah, other words, I just hope, depends on what we'll see. We got the episode 4 drops tonight at midnight, Pacific Standard Time. So we'll see what happens with Hawkeye. Let's go from there.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so we're going to keep it pushing on to our next story. So Drake actually just withdrew his two 2022 Grammy nominations. Now, he was nominated for Best Rap Album for Certified Lover Boy and Best Rap Performance for Way Too Sexy featuring
Future. Which was bullshit. I feel that was bullshit.
What, that was the song that was chosen?
Way Too Sexy out of all of them? Come on, fam.
I mean, there were definitely better songs, but like that was the single that was playing all the time. You know what I'm saying? So that's why. I would have gone for Girls Love Girls.
I would have gone for Girls Love Girls.
I love that song. That song is hilarious, and it's like really good, and it's catchy and all that shit, but it is what it is. So rather than give the nomination for the 6 most votes, the Academy suddenly decided to expand the top 4 category because they did expand it from 8 to 10 last month. The voting for the 2 rap categories will go forward with just 4 nominees, presumably because the voting period has already begun and Grammy ballots were posted for voting members on Monday morning. Now, Drake's choices of nominations were unusual, however. While it is uncertain whether he would choose not to submit the Blockbuster Certified Lover Boy or any of the songs for the big categories, his absence from any of the categories on even the preliminary ballot distributed to voters, which included thousands of releases, seems to suggest that he did not. He clearly did not choose to submit and was nominated for the 2 categories that he was withdrawn from. Now, some were speculating maybe it had something to do with Astroworld, but, you know, he's scheduled to perform with Kanye West at the Free Larry Hoover concert this week, so that's...
Free Larry Hoover. Free Larry Hoover.
Free Larry Hoover.
Y'all don't understand. That's some Chicago shit, man. If y'all don't understand, Larry Hoover, his leader of the Gangsta Disciples, has been in prison for an unbelievable amount of time, was sentenced to so much bullshit, and we're saying that Larry Hoover needs to be free so he can help bring order back to the streets of Chicago. Free Larry Hoover.
Absolutely. Now, Drake I know. Drake has had a long and at times contentious relationship with the Grammys. A year ago, he called for them to be replaced with something new that we can build up over time and pass on to generations to come. After it failed to recognize his peer and fellow Canadian artist The Weeknd in any of the 2021 categories, despite him having one of the top albums and singles of 2020. So with all of that, man, just hearing all that, what do you think about Drake pulling out of the Grammys?
It's a statement that needs to be made. Again, he basically have said what a lot of people have been saying for years. They don't know what real... This isn't the Billboard Awards, right? There's a difference. This is an actual quality, supposed to be the quality of the work in which you're nominating. We always go back to Macklemore beating out Kendrick and everybody for best rap album. And everybody was like, are you fucking serious? And Macklemore even being like, I don't know how I got it. So Drake is saying...
We did the story about Tyler, the Creator, being like, why is it an album that I barely rapped on got fucking nominated and won best rap album?
Absolutely.
I didn't rap, nigga.
I didn't rap. So, you know, it's... it's, you know, winning the award and having the speech is one thing. We know he don't need it. Drake is a headlining drawing artist consistently. He will be a top level artist until he completely falls off. He doesn't need the Grammys, but to withdraw your nomination tells the Grammys, I don't give a fuck about you.
And
that in itself, that holds more weight than a speech.
It would literally take a number of artists of that caliber to send a message. Drake Duke being the first one to do it is huge because he's considered one of the biggest artists in the world like the last decade. But if you get Beyonce to do that shit, if you get fucking Jay-Z to do that shit, who actually, you know, shouts out to Jay-Z though for being the most nominated artist in the history of the Grammys this year for the records that he has that are up there, the awards that he's up for right now. I think he's at 82 now, passing, what was it? It was either Barry Gordy or Quincy Jones. I think it's Quincy Jones.
Probably Quincy. I would say Quincy more so.
I think he passed Quincy.
Because Quincy stays nominated for something you didn't even realize.
Right, because he produced some other shit and all that kind of stuff. So you would literally need a number of folks to do the same thing to essentially get that. And that, people were saying, oh, so he got
Ye has to do it. Ye has to do it.
Yes and no. The only reason why I say yes and no is because Ye is so in and out in the public eye with shit like that.
The nigga pissed on his Grammy in the toilet and they still nominated this nigga.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying?
Kanye has to be. Right. So that's what I'm saying. Kanye doing it would be it. It would have to be honest with you, and this is fucked up. You have enough black people do it, that'll help, but you kind of need a Taylor Swift. If we're being honest, you need a Taylor Swift and Adele. It's annoying.
That's not going to pay attention to rap. And then also,
but if you're talking about radical change for the Grammys in general. Artists say the same thing.
But it's country artists. I can't understand, but what is Taylor Swift change? What is Taylor Swift, quote unquote, banning it or having any statement? Because Taylor is always going to be nominated in Taylor's categories.
I understand that, but I'm saying if it's not just rap, country artists have complained about how y'all don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're nominating certain people and putting people up there when these are the actual people that are like taking over that world. So you would need multiple genres of people to stand up and say, y'all are fucking up. We're out.
That's what we forgot to put on there. Did you put it on?
I don't know.
I thought you put it on the Netflix is a joke thing. I thought you put it on there.
Oh, not as a story, but we could talk about it real quick. I mean,
I'll pull the asset. I got the asset. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So then for the time being, I mean, that's enough on that one. Did you pull your other story?
I had to.
It's blank.
Where did it get deleted? I thought one of us asked. Well, it's right there because as you can see, the story.
The asset's still there. All right. Well, go for it.
I'll go for it.
Here you go.
So, if you've ordered Pizza Hut in California, this may not sound like a big deal if you're outside of California, but it has been proven recently that Pizza Hut, which is owned by Yum Brands, they also own Taco Bell and KFC, they have been charging a service charge to California customers. Now, this is due to production costs. Of course, as we all know, California is one of the most expensive states in the entire country. But customers have been getting hit with a service charge since 2017, and it only came to notice when one customer posted on Instagram, I believe, or Twitter, social media, shall I say, about him ordering $8.99 breadsticks, but yet having a 76-cent surcharge. Now, there are certain things that, yeah, you want to help, like when it comes, we have the surcharges for delivery workers when you do Grubhub, Postmates, etc.
It's delivery, but if you pick that shit up your goddamn self and they still charge you an extra dollar when they say that shit is $8...
That in itself is a fucking problem. So it has been said that this has been happening a lot now. And again, there are corporations, you know, some people are like, yo, you can't get mad at corporations trying to make money, but it's almost to the extent of price gouging, because you figure you're in a certain market. It's accepted because of the market in which you're in. And I personally think, you know, that's kind of bullshit. I saw the story. I know it's not a major, major thing because a lot of our viewers are from all over the world. But who's to say that a surcharge is happening in California cannot next happen in New York or Illinois or make its way to Texas or even Washington State, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. So those things are always prevalent. Now, you know, you and I both have ordered out from a lot of times and have done a lot of pickups. I want to know your thoughts on this matter.
I mean, I'm of the mindset, man, that like it would be one thing for me if we're talking about a situation where people are always complaining about, oh man, like, you know, if we raise the minimum wage, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, like, shit just gonna be mad expensive. If what you're telling me is that if we raise minimum wage for workers and that's why shit's going up like that, okay. I don't have a problem with that shit because I think people should be paid the appropriate amount of stuff. And to pretend like everything is $5.99 deal with Pizza Hut and shit. If each of those individual items go up to, like, say $8.99 or $7.99, I would be fine with that. But they act like it would be it would go from $5.99 to $12.99 per item. Nigga, that's not how that works. No, it's you're talking about CEOs trying to take their motherfucking cut and shit, which we're gonna talk about that in a fucking minute. Don't worry. So I don't have a problem if I knew that this was going to improving the lives of the people that actually deserve the motherfucking money, but I know that's not what's happening. They're just trying to cut so they make even on shit. And I just think it's fucking bullshit. That's all.
I agree. I think it's very much some bullshit. But again, this is something that's a small thing in a sense when you look at one state, but as a whole, the implications it can have for the country as a whole, it's almost the equivalent, if you will, of gas prices. How if you see a gas station by a freeway exit, it's always higher than when you go further in a city. Mm-hmm. Now, some states are just higher naturally than others. California is ridiculous. We know it. New York, I think it's the same way, but there are places that are still like $3. Some are $2. And when they hit $2.50, they lose their fucking mind. But this next story, Winston, is yours. Take it away.
Yeah. So this one is going to kind of be a little bit of a quick take, but there was some funny news and then some extremely sad news centered around Nick Cannon. The funny news was because some ladies have found. Yeah, we'll do that one first. Some ladies took a screenshot of him on his talk show, and he was wearing some really tight suit pants. So people were like, my God, this nigga is out here smuggling a Dooley sausage in
his nigga, what?
Oh, I saw that tweet that they said, this nigga is out here smuggling a Dooley sausage in his suit pants. And then everybody followed it up with, no wonder this motherfucker has sired so many children, considering how large this nigga's anaconda is.
Dooley sausage.
But on the sad tip of things, it actually broke this morning. Nick did tell everyone that his young infant child, I want to say less than a year, or just a few months old, actually passed from a brain tumor, from brain cancer. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk about this just as a collective, Jada, just kind of asking, man. Like, I mean, I feel like this is kind of the double-edged sword of fame in that regard, of like everything is kind of a joke yesterday, but then this morning, in what is the worst nightmare for a parent.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely, like, as a parent. I know that for a fact.
And I, the one thing I know is that people have not been cracking jokes today after hearing that. People have, like, stopped with every... But, like, can you imagine, like, you're in the middle of a scandal where people are talking about your dick as your child is... Like, I just... As a father, I'm just curious where you are in this whole story and everything, man.
Well, here's my first thought. Is it a scandal if you're talking about my dick and my dick is big? Let's just be real.
Well, no, supposedly nudes also leaked of the actual penis. It wasn't just the suit pants.
Chris Evans' dick in a shadow leak, nigga, and it made Captain America that much better. So, for people, remember when Chris Evans' dick leaked and everybody was like, oh my God, my captain. So it doesn't help hurt much. But again, to lose a child is the worst feeling a parent can have. I have had a situation. My son's mother, actually, she's talked about it before. She's had a miscarriage before our son was born. Mm-hmm. And so our child wasn't fully here, but you still feel that loss. You still have that hurt. And then to have your child physically be here and to lose them, there's this saying that no parent should ever bury their child.
Exactly.
You know, that's a saying, and that shit in itself is heartbreaking, man. I, you know, much love to Nick, you know, the man, but all the shit he catches for all the jokes, all the ridicule, anything, whatever you may say.
For half a second, Jimmy Dale's just realized that what Justin says, remember when Chris Evans dig league and Joey, Jimmy goes, that happened. Be back for reasons. but in all seriousness, and that's the, again, that's the weird part of these two things happening back to back in two different days. I can't imagine. My mom had shared with me in between myself and Zoe that she had suffered a miscarriage. You know, and she's spoken to young women that she knows that have gone through it. I've had friends, unfortunately, that have suffered miscarriages. It's still, and I've heard on both sides of things, because I am fortunate. This is the sad shit, man. I had a cousin who had two miscarriages. Then the third child was born, and she lost her third child at two. And then she finally, what she calls her miracle baby, and her only daughter, you know, is like almost my age at this point. Mm-hmm. She's like going late 20s. But she was just telling me, my cousin was just telling me just like the idea of dealing with that much. And she was like, honestly, there's a little bit of a difference, especially once you get to two, because now, like, other than just carrying, you've been with them for some period of time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make, like, they're both extremely fucking hard, but like the fact that you actually, you know, like it takes it to a whole. So like, again, absolutely crazy, man. Just absolutely crazy. So our hearts go out to Nick and his family in this trying time, man. And we really hope that y'all are doing okay. So this next story real quick, we got some time to do this one too, man. So we'll go ahead and do it. So I'm sure y'all know about this, you know, this fuckboy, MAGA Jesus, Kyle Rittenhouse and all his bullshit. He's been making the MAGA tour, the MAGA interview tour, talking to all sorts of people. And I don't even know the name of this particular podcast, but I want to say it's on Breitbart or something. That they got the little B logo on the bottom, you'll see in a second. But LeBron James, if you remember during the trial, and when Kyle Rittenhouse was crying, was like, that nigga looked like he out here eating lemons. He doesn't actually look like he's really crying, so miss me with them crocodile tears. Well, Rittenhouse and these racist fucks on this podcast had this to say about it.
Well, you know, LeBron said you're eating lemon drops, and then he got he got the flu.
Obviously, lemons don't make Kyle cry. He just eats them.
I eat them straight up.
I threw away my Lakers shirt.
I was a Lakers fan, too, before he said that.
Really?
Yeah.
I was really pissed off when he said that, because I like LeBron. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, LeBron.
Seriously.
Amen.
You know, you have to give the man credit. It took all four of his brain cells to even construct that tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he had to run it by China first.
Well, that's true. And then they promptly died. Yeah.
So he had Chinese slave children write it.
Exactly. For every word, they killed a Uyghur. It's very sad.
Don't worry, we'll wait.
I said, bitch.
It's one of those situations, man. I totally understand if you out here, I understand if you're like, you know what?
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
But just these pieces of shit with him on the show talking about the two brain cells and shit and all sorts of ignorant other fucking shit.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
But he's literally become MAGA Jesus, bro. He is their hero. They love him.
Let me tell you something. He's going to be on that tour. He's the modern George Zimmerman, right?
Mm-hmm. He's the young George Zimmerman.
More so modern, because now there are more outlets for him to go on. Right? George Zimmerman had many outlets. Here's the problem. Kyle Rittenhouse is going to get himself fucked up. George Zimmerman, he talked a lot of shit, but he did it safely. Kyle Rittenhouse gonna be that type of person run his mouth in public and don't realize.
See, that's the funny thing, bro. That's literally the funny thing is there's a number of, you know how white people, like racist white people love to be like, I can't go to the hood. They'll kill me. They'll rob me and kill me. The funny thing is that most black people don't give a shit about white people being around. But if Kyle Rittenhouse goes to the hood, just
oh my Lord Jesus.
At this point, there are a number of hoods throughout America that he can never step foot in. He just can't. The same way Zimmerman couldn't.
Yes, sir! This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Like, he legitimately, there are parts of the country where there are black folk, based off of everything that he has said and done up to this point, that would lose their shit. That would literally go ape shit. So there are parts that he just can't just roll into at this point.
Let me tell you something. Tekashi 6ix9ine was able to run it, roll into the hood, but that nigga had a lot of good security. I don't know if it's that much security to protect that little boy.
Bro, you better, Kyle Rittenhouse better hope that no zombie outbreak break out and the fucking safe haven ain't in fucking Compton, nigga. They either throw him out to the zombies or shoot that nigga on site when he comes from fucking, like, bro, you don't get it. Stop and tap, like,
All right, real quick, before we go to Streamlabs, let me do this real quick. Mm-hmm. So Netflix is announced, it's official, Netflix is a joke fest happening April 27th through May 3rd here in Los Angeles, California. It will be over 100 live shows and over 30-plus venues. As you can see, some of the headliners are Ali Wong, Amy Schumer, Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, all happening at the Hollywood Bowl, David Letterman, Jamie Foxx, Jamie Fonda, Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, Wanda Sykes, Sarah Silverman. They got Whoopi Goldberg coming back on stage. But there is one name on this list that a lot of people have not said anything about yet, and I am surprised. Some people have said it in whispers, but a lot of people haven't mentioned it out loud. Do you know what name I'm talking about?
No.
Chris D'Elia.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see that. Oh, so, shit. Yeah, so here's the thing. He's in there.
So if you remember, Chris D'Elia was accused of inappropriately texting younger women, right? Mm-hmm. I need to make sure I make this clear, though. He has never been charged, right? And because of that, he's been back on stage everywhere. And guess what? Just like I said, what happened? Been welcomed with open arms from audiences, as always, men and women. Because again, until people forget a lot of times, especially via social media, the court of public opinion is not a real thing. When you can still bring a business money, they don't give a fuck about what you're accused of until it's some charges. And well, again,
I mean, Louis C.K. has been back on stage and shit.
Again, no charges, accusations, settlements out of court, but no like physical police charges, right? And those things allow themselves to have the person. So, no, I'm not going to use that 2C phrase, but it's just that you got to remember, people can play Hollywood or entertainment or any big lucrative industry, even if it's a high profile corporation. They have this rule: you let it die down and slowly come back.
I mean, wasn't that what the whole point of Wolf of Wall Street? My nigga went to Club Fed for like 2 months, like a couple years. And then my nigga was out here giving TED Talks, talking about sell me this pen. Like, so, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to Dion Cole. I got tickets for that today. The pre-sale tickets went on today.
Where were they? Where's his show at?
I don't remember the name. I think the Wiltern.
Okay, I know what a Wiltern is.
But nigga, if y'all saw my tweet, I was pissed because I don't know who was making the schedule or what people were smoking. They were putting up folks that have the same audiences at the same time. Kevin Hart is playing Staples Center at 7 p.m. on this Friday, the Friday that Dion Cole is at 8 o'clock cross town at the Wiltern. They've got Amy Schumer playing the same time as Eliza Schlesinger, also cross town. So the white women don't want to go see this. The black people don't want to go see this.
But here's the thing. They're doing all this shit at the same time at different venues. But here's the thing. Again, that's the beauty of a comedy festival. You can pick who you want to go see. But also, we're talking about four names that no matter what are going to sell out.
I understand that. But either way, I'm not talking about, like, because guess what? I would go see Kevin Hart and Dion Cole and Wanda Sykes and Arsenio, but a lot of these are massive.
I want to be on the Arsenio Hall showcase. How the fuck do I get in touch with Arsenio for that? And here's why. I could never get on the Arsenio show. Not when the old one, because I was too young, or the new one when they brought it back, because niggas didn't know who I am. Now, I'm here. So who do I need to talk to get on Arsenio's show? Arsenio. Holla. I'm just putting it out there in the ethers. Because again, in the ethers, all right?
And that's the thing. George, honestly, you're wrong about that. There's a large number of people that want to go see Amy Schumer. She still sells out. Like, that's the thing that I think people don't realize.
I need people to stop doing that. Real talk. I need people to stop doing that. As a comic, I notice, and it's like, man, you're going to be like, don't nobody want to see them. You don't want to see them. Exactly. People in your immediate circle might not want to see them. Now, this is I'm not saying that by any disrespect. Please know that, George. But you or people in your immediate circle might not want to see them. But they still have a fan base that clamors. Amy Schumer can and will sell out.
Please sell out. Like, for example, I wouldn't want to go see, what's her name, Hannah Gadsby.
Hell no, I ain't going to see no.
But there is a large number of people that will go to see a sold-out Hannah Gatsby show. That's the thing. Not the same way with musicians.
Yep.
I'm not going to like a classical musical thing. I'm also probably not going to go to a Nuck If You Buck crime mob concert because I don't want to get shot. But I will probably go to like a Drake concert.
Nigga,
as much as I would like to go to a Nuck If You Buck crime mob concert, I'm not trying to get shot.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
I would love to go shout out Nuck If You Buck, but at 34 years young, nigga,
First of all, you throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
This your boy?
Yeah, that's my boy, nigga. We rep the same smart tech.
You just got fucked up with him. Both y'all niggas going to get clapped.
why are you coming for me for saying I don't want to go to the thing?
Oh.
Well, it is what it is. Anyway, I mean, look on the large scale level, ain't nobody really rolling to what's his name? The Michael Richards, hella MAGA. There are MAGA folks that love that cracker. Like
Jesus, Jesus Christ.
Thank you all for Game for the Streamlabs. We want to go ahead and read those.
Here's real quick, we get to it. So Legolin asks, I like Hannah Gadsby. I like them art history jokes. One day I'll figure out why so many men dislike her. I don't dislike her because I'm a man. I thought her special was good. It's not for me. I just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because like to that point, I'm trying to think of like a just anybody else. Like, for example, there's no reason why I particularly would love Joel Coy as much as I do. I think Joel Coy is one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet.
Look at this graph.
It's literally just a situation that it's just not for me. That's it. The same way, I guess you could ask the question, why is it that so many black people don't like country music? There's just a lot of black people don't like country music. There's plenty of black people that do. It is what it is. So go ahead and read them Streamlabs, nigga. Jimmy Nails says every character in LA will be at that Amy Schumer show. What are you talking about?
Have you not seen Amy Schumer's fan base? He's not lying. Thank you to everyone who donated. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Wee Man Wade said, what's up, my niggas? Happy birthday, Haskell 420. Says the email to get prizes from last week didn't work for me. So can somebody give a brother the address again?
Sure. So what we're going to do instead, I have another email for my mom to reach her directly. Give me a second to pull that up. By the time you finish the Streamlabs, I'll have that ready.
All right. Alberto Rios, thank you as always. Curtis Lopez for back-to-backs. Thank you. And I'll read them out. Says one, I know this is not really a movie you talk about on Blurbs, but I find it interesting that when Steven Spielberg said there'll be no English subtitles for the Spanish-speaking dialogue in his West Side Story, some ignorant motherfuckers are here crying about it. There's probably a lot of Spanish in it anyways. On top of that, Spanish is the number two top-speaking language in the country, so people need to calm their shit. Use your God-given brain and actually comprehend what's going on, you Americans. Yeah, that was a thing. People got mad. How is he not going to have subtitles and all this? No, he wanted it to flow naturally. He wanted the dialogue to flow naturally. No interruptions and intrusions and things like that. So, I digress. And that's all the Streamlabs that we have.
Okay. So here is my mom's just her regular business. Other than that, this is her email. dmars@giftedbydesign.com. That is her regular business email. So any of the people that won prizes, if that is the case that you did not, it did not work for you, try using this email instead. dmars@giftedbydesign.com. And design is spelled D-E-Z-Y-N. So just let her know again what you won and all that kind of stuff. And try that again and let me know if that works or if that doesn't work.
All right. I didn't write the time down. We did that. That's on me.
I got the Streamlabs. I got it. You see, I put it right there. I didn't get the Netflix one though. That's my fault.
So okay, because I got the Boudin Cannon and the Kyle Ritten. My bad.
Yeah. All right. Get this next thing right here. Y'all know what time it is. As we wrap the show up, it's time for an ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurbs in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
All right, y'all. So we got a couple Karens going on, a Chad and a Karen, actually.
We do?
We have a Chad and a Karen. Yes, we do.
Okay, because here... fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
So for all of the people that are listening via podcast, people are requesting hashtag unfixed Karens, hashtag return to Karen apostrophe S. All good.
Well, shit.
So we've got a Chad and a Karen. We're gonna start with the Chad since this one happened early yesterday morning. For those, I'll just play it and then we can talk about it.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining. I come to you with not great news. The market has changed, as you know, and we have to move with it in order to survive so that hopefully we can continue to thrive and deliver on a mission. This isn't news that you're going to want to hear, but ultimately it was my decision, and I wanted you to hear from me. It's been a really, really challenging decision to make. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. But we are laying off about 15% of the company for a number of reasons. The market, efficiency, and performances, and productivity. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group.
Fuck you, dude.
That is being laid off. Your employment here is terminated, effective immediately.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There is a much.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
No! There's a much longer video for you to watch, but there's some facts that I need to drop on your asses.
Nigga! It's
so disgusting. First of all, I am very aware that businesses from time to time have to make cutbacks in order to stay afloat. I'm aware of that, but there's some things you should know. First of all, this tech company, Better.com, they just received just short of $1 billion in cash from their backers a few days prior. The chief financial officer, Kevin Ryan, said in an internal email, which TechCrunch obtained, that the firm would have $1 billion of cash on the company's balance sheet thanks to SoftBank and Aurora acquisition.
Nigga, no.
That's the first thing. Here's the second thing, and then Jay, go for it. You didn't have the decency to let HR in. I understand it's 900 people you need to talk to, but you didn't have the decency to have sit-down conversations with these folks just before the holidays really kick into full swing to say, I am so sorry, but we're going to have to let you go. You called everyone. You called in 900 niggas on a Zoom and said, if you're in this call, you are fired right now, bitch. You are done. Like, are you even fucking NFL teams call in players to go, sorry, you didn't make the roster. I need you to turn in your shit. With the head coach has a conversation and goes, I am so sorry. If there's anything we can do with your journey, we'll help you the fuck out. Are you fucking kidding me? Jay, by all means, sir, go ahead.
I'm laughing because of the gall to sit there and upgrade your Zoom package to say, I ain't got enough room to fit all the niggas we finna fire. So go on, bump the package up about $35 And here, but hey, look, I need you. And motherfuckers got in this Zoom in a timely fashion and sat down, was like, well, the fuck is Ted doing here? Why is Ted talking? And this nigga just got his thighs open, talking about some whip. Got to make this decision. Nigga, I would leave the conference so fast to be like, I didn't get the memo. I'm going to work tomorrow.
Bro, literally, they're probably like, okay, I bet you someone did roll call. Bobby, you here? Cool. Karen, you here? Cool. Lauren, you here? Dope. Bueller, anyone? Bueller? Nigga, did you accidentally cut your... Oh, Jay done cut himself off. That happens sometimes.
All no, right, I didn't, because nigga, it'd be like, you be starting getting my name like Bueller.
I don't know what happened. My audio don't work. Huh? I can't hear you. I don't know what happened.
I'd be like.
Oh, nigga. Nigga. You literally be like, no. What? What? I can't hear anything that's going on.
What?
So I just, it's fucking disgusting. Again,
I can't hear you. What?
That's how I know you're serious. You played that shit, bitch. So that is our first of two today. We wanted to give you two to go off of this next one.
No, nigga. No, before we go to the second one, 900 niggas.
900 niggas. You fired them all.
You fired 900 niggas through Zoom because you know if 900 niggas coming to the office or to the plant that day, 900 niggas is coming to whoop your ass. So you like, if 900 niggas got to come to 900 niggas got to come to work, and nigga, and let me tell you something. Everybody who has had to work on Zoom has had to.
Bro, that's a big one. Alan Smithy said it. This dude said he cried last time, but this time he needs to be strong. Fucking rich people. That's my issue. If you were real man, because like what that shit is to me, that is, we've been in a relationship for 10 years and you break up with my ass via text. You're like, hey, we need to talk real quick. I cried last time I did this, but I just got to be real with you. I don't think it's going to work out. We're broken up effective immediately. And I'll see you, bitch. Like, are you?
I'm God! Beat his ass! That's his... Let me tell you something. If I'm on this Zoom call, nigga, and I want to not... I'm not... Let me tell you something. First of all, my microphone is going unmuted. That's the number one... Nigga, I'm not staying muted while you didn't find me.
You want to know the real goal behind all this shit, nigga? Kristen and I were talking about this yesterday. They were running paid advertisements yesterday to get people to use their services as they are viral for firing 900 niggas via Zoom. They genuinely were running paid advertisements to get people to use their service the same day that they were viral for firing 900 niggas via Zoom.
What the fuck? Oh shit. Nigga, if I am sitting here watching a YouTube video before this beat comes on and I see my job, I'm like, I work for that company. Then in the middle of it, I just gotta be strong. You know what? If you own this call, you fired.
This bitch.
Okay. So that one was not funny, obviously, to those people, but like I knew your response was going to be funny. This next one is just racism at its finest. And this bitch, there's a really great video. There's the white man that loves to break down white people's racism, which I can maybe find that tweet for you later. But this bitch can go fuck herself. Check this out.
Okay, we heard you. Yeah,
no.
Can you call it? Because she won't let us call it.
Yeah, it's phone number.
916. Well, he
could have
turned off the ring
with
the ringer.
Oh, my God. What do you want to get? Naked lady?
All right, guys.
I can't unlock your phone.
You don't need
guys,
to.
Guys, yeah, dude. Let's try to just stay calm and cool.
Okay. So now it's six.
I really need my phone back.
Stop looking at him like it's her. Talk to him. He's trying to help you.
Let me get the number. 916.
Is everything in my pocket?
Do you want to pat him down?
You pat him down, girl. That's all I got.
I'm still waiting for the number.
Well, if it's in his pocket, it won't ring because he turned off your ringer, is what you're also accusing us of. Even though he just emptied out everything in his pocket. Here's his pocket with his vape in it. Do you want to turn around?
Guys, can we?
She can't.
Well, they have my number and they have my phone.
Well, let's.
We don't have your phone.
I just spoke it right here. You walk right behind me.
How about you type it in?
I didn't take it.
You type it in.
I did not take it. What would I even do?
Right,
is it in your purse, man?
Yeah, it is. I'm so sorry.
Really?
I am sorry.
All right, cool.
I apologize.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm so sorry. I just reached out. I'm
really. This bitch.
So Jay, I want you to. I will find the.
This bitch.
But there's
I saw the video where he breaks it down when his bitch found
breaks
the
it down.
Phone.
She is in the bag, and you can clearly see her eyes make connection with the phone, and she keeps trying to close her purse and pretend she's moving shit around and won't let the fucking cash the guy working the cash register see the motherfucking phone.
This bitch.
She found the phone in the middle of that, and she was trying to back out. That's why she wouldn't give the fucking number, because she knew that shit would ring. If you notice, she kept putting her hand in there because she was trying to hit the fucking silence.
She's trying to silence it.
Nigga.
This bitch.
Because that's the thing. She thought she could still get away with it. There is a point at which she found it, she should have immediately apologized. Not wait until she got fucking busted. She should have been like, I am so fucking sorry. What I did was racist. I apologize. I can see it right here. I fucked up.
No!
This bitch literally waited.
This bitch.
You just gonna keep doing that? She waited until she got busted and then she started apologizing.
This bitch.
Jay?
Because no one cares about the whites.
Jimmy Nail sent to Streamlabs and says people are mad about not having subtitles in West Side Story. Don't get that not being able to understand is the point. Winston, this is your loving reminder to hit me up about After Dark. Much love, boys.
Yes, Jimmy. And then we also met another fan that you said that you're friends with that would also join us for After Dark as well, right?
Yes. Johnny Starlight. We met her. She's an adult film actress, and we met her at the expo. And I talked to her about it, and I was like, "Yo, we want you to come to the door." Because for those who are not familiar, on the next After Dark, which hopefully will be December 26th, the day after Christmas. So after you got your gifts and everything, you know, for all of you all that are getting stuff, you can come hang with us. And if you want to have your mama and daddy in some pajamas and listening to two grown men talk about freaky shit, then that's what we're here for. But we're going to talk to sex workers, and we want to talk to people that are actually in the field, you know, because we've talked about it numerous times about different things about OnlyFans pages, whether people are strippers, escorts, et cetera, et cetera. And we have our opinions on it. We have our perspectives on it. And we'd rather have people actually in the field. So we want to dedicate in Blurbs After Dark episode to that. Now, before we go and wrap this whole show up,
we got to do a phone call. Yeah.
We got to do a phone call. And also, we supposed to do that phone call 18 minutes ago, nigga. Almost, well, 3 minutes ago.
No. We were 3 minutes ago, remember?
The nigga's probably watching the show.
That's good. I didn't know that. So that helps. So we need to ask a couple of things. This is because this is a pertinent to said phone calls. The person
also calling. The first thing we want to know is, how do y'all feel about doing a show where all your nipples are out?
What?
Oh, shit. We want to do a live show where y'all come visit us and all y'all have are shirts with just your nipples and areolas out. We want to know if everybody wants to come visit that.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
What?
Nigga, what is you talking about?
Clearly, Jay just wants to get y'all all naked in a room. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that.
Hi, I'm Jay Washington. I haven't had sex in months, okay? So I'm just trying to have everybody just have their nipples out. We ain't got to fuck. Just have your nipples out. Okay. Big nipples, little nipples, small nipples, tall nipples, long nipples. Like nipples that look like fingers like this.
The actual question, because we're not going to get it out and make this phone call in time if I don't mute this nigga for half a second. Stop licking the microphone, you nasty bitch. Okay. Damn it. That's the wrong one. All right, look. We want to do a live show. Obviously, we couldn't get it done specifically for the spectacular, but that's okay. So we want to know, in 2022, what date in Los Angeles would be best for y'all to come out here and do a live show? The theater we're looking at would seat around 130 to 150, somewhere in that kind of range.
135.
So to that
point. No. Again, real quick. No. I just want to make sure people understand. This is our show. Don't do that. This is about us doing a live show. Do not do that. That's disrespect. Because I want us to do a show without us, nobody else. I hate when people do that shit.
But see, here's the problem. As a stand-up, if the Gucciverse opens,
no,
us, it doesn't matter. The point is, let's not worry about that right now. It's not important. My question is, if we were to do a live show here in Los Angeles, what date in particular would most of y'all would the summer be the best? Would it be doing it in the spring, next fall? What would be the best time for y'all to be able to do it? I'm seeing a couple people that say spring, a couple of people that say summer. So let's go ahead and say for the time being that what we'll do is we will put a poll up on our Twitter, since we've put it out there right now, of when would be around the best time. And y'all vote on it, and then we'll start to figure that whole thing out. Like, it looks like a number of you are saying this summer, which makes sense. A lot of people use their vacation time around the summer, things like that, or things are a little less busy. So that might be the way to go in that particular regard. That's weird. Jay just went somewhere. Maybe he'll come back here in just a minute. All right, so let me just wrap everything up. Let me make sure that there's no other... there's no other Streamlabs. Let me go ahead and check the Cash App real quick. If there's, again, since Jay disappeared, if you send anything to him, I can't obviously read that and give a shout out to that. Everything looks clear over here. All right. So also, you kind of got it wrong, Jimmy. The summer isn't even when it gets hot in LA, really. For whatever reason, it's like August, September. So once you start getting to the fall time, where all of a sudden it gets hot now because we don't fucked up the climate. All right. So, see, yeah. And I don't know if Jay can see this or if his computer went down or whatever. But we'll figure it out. So, it looks like his computer went down for a second. Okay, he's coming back in just a second. He'll come back in when his device is all set up and everything. There you go. So Haskell said, yo, he's sorry. You just kept saying you wanted to see nipples. So that's all they do is take their shirts off on the Gucciverse. That's why he suggested it. It was supposed to be a joke. You good, nigga? All right. So all that being said, y'all, like I said, check out Twitter. We'll put what season in particular, and we'll figure out when that works. So please, if you don't already follow us at Blurreds in the Hood on Twitter, please vote on it. As soon as the show is up, I will throw that Twitter poll up there for y'all to vote on, because we're going to talk to the dude that's going to help us book this thing. We need to give him kind of an answer. We're going to talk to him tonight. We need to give him an answer kind of by tomorrow. So also, let us know really what you're thinking. What's up?
What we need to know is... people have to say a certain time. Now, I understand, and we all understand, myself, Winston, David, who's going to help us put it together, that shit changes, that situations change, things happen, et cetera, et cetera. We need to know, like, it's confirmed. Like, yo, if we do this certain time of the year, y'all will be out here for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to, like, put this out there, start setting this up with the venue and everything and start getting all, because it's a process to us doing this. Us doing what we do to this way is one thing. To bring this live and stream it live while we're there
is a whole nother process. So it requires a crew and all this extra shit. So we want to make sure we got all that together. So we want y'all to come out because we want to give y'all the best show. On top of that, the merchandise we want to have available. We want to have shirts, shot glasses, blurs, all this different shit for y'all available. So in order to do that, we need to get this cohesive date so we can start plotting and planning shit accordingly.
Absolutely. So once again, check out our Twitter, blurred in the hood. I can put it in just
what are you doing? How are you doing a poll up there for how long?
I mean, we want to give him an answer by tomorrow. So probably we'll say 24 hours. So 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Here's another slight issue too. Huh. And I know we'll go into it. That's a thing too. I'm kind of worried about. Hmm. I know we don't, you know, we'll stream it and I don't want to have to pay for the stream. I don't want to do that.
What do you mean?
Like,
I'm confused.
So like we stream the show down live, right? Free on YouTube. The day we do it live is going to stream free live as well. I'd rather have people in the studio. Yeah, we're going to have people like from overseas and things like that that couldn't come in. But I don't want people to be relegated to just doing a virtual ticket and not being in the seat.
No. I understand that. I would be more in the camp of we probably wouldn't stream it. You might get a podcast of it maybe later, like a few days later. But I would say that we don't necessarily even live stream that thing. It would be a live show, so you'd have to be there.
A live to tape.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And maybe we eventually put it up or something like that. And
yeah, we post it, but yeah. It's live to take. Okay.
But the same, you know what I'm saying? Like it would just depend, because the one thing that I guess is true is y'all know, like we said, it would cost a decent amount of money for us to pull this off. He's texting us right now. You wanna hit him up and I'll close the show out. You know where to find Jay at Mr. Jay Washington, Twitter, Instagram, Jay Washington 80 on the YouTubes for his reviews and everything he's got going on. You're doing Mad Titan podcast at the start of next year, right?
Start of the year.
Okay, cool. Any comedy shows or wrestling matches coming up?
Wednesday, I will be at the Comedy Nook. That's tomorrow. Fucking Wednesday's tomorrow. I will be in there in Hollywood. Check my Instagram. I'll have the info for that. Thursday, what am I doing Thursday after Blurreds? I'll be on net. I'm actually doing some stuff for Network on Thursday. I'm doing a couple of drops for them Thursday morning and afternoon. Then Friday, I'm going to another city.
Yes, we're going to Vegas. So you know where to find me at the Swaggy Blurred. Wherever Swaggy Blurreds are sold, man, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. We will be in Vegas for my birthday this weekend, so I'm sure you'll see a decent number of our stories. Well, maybe not, because you know
what happens when you stay
in Vegas, you ain't really gonna see shit. You might see a nigga sitting at a buffet, and like that's
be the my only biggest thing fear is of a hangover moment, and they gotta come try find me on the roof somewhere. Like where the fuck is like it's me the way they gotta find a nigga Jay on the roof.
Jesus Christ.
Jay on the roof and a hoodie and some Timberlands.
Straight up some hangover shit, yep. But other than that, y'all, you know, we'll be here next Thursday. This Thursday we'll be here, 6 p.m. Pacific, so you don't want to miss that. I'll also be working Citizen all day before. And then as soon as this show is over, I will actually be on Flick and Reel talking about Hawkeye. Today? They asked me to Thursday.
Oh.
They asked me to come in and talk Hawkeye episode 4. So I will be doing that. And that's about it for the time being. So with that, y'all, much love to everybody. We got to get out of here. I almost forgot. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Sorry, everybody was freaking out for a second there. No, I didn't play the meow. That's all.
Let me tell you something. I know we got to go. But look, sometimes, you know, we gave meows on credit. Sometimes they got to hold out. They got to understand. We've been giving them shit on credit. We give them shit in advance. Sometimes we do it on time.
But see, that's the problem. You know what we did? We gave them a little taste, and we've had them addicted for a long time. And when we don't play it, that's like we're giving them a fentanyl overdose of it. Okay, we got to get the fuck out of here. With this they're literally just about to just... Okay, with that, we got to get out of here because we got to get on this phone call. Bye, y'all.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
See, you got these niggas addicted. We are meow crackheads. Gotta edge that shit. Need just meow. Hit meow crackheads. Hits with those drug dealer moves. Put that meow in my veins. You see what I'm saying? These niggas out here, 100%, especially if we take a season. Like, they be waiting the whole show. Be like, man, let's wait till the end of the show. They gonna give to us. We get these likes. They be sitting in the beginning of the show, knowing good and goddamn well. Why you look like you didn't took a shit and can smell it?
No, it's just your whole voice about all this, nigga, made me feel the same way about it as this made me feel earlier in the show. When you've been doing what it was. I'm finna lay up, pissed on the gram. Now they been trying to suck on it for free. She want a man, throw a bouquet. I told her bitch I don't get down on one knee. I'm in the bed, friends go sweet. Pop a bird, she eat me. Couple bands, so the bring a bread. But she brought like green. This ain't no secret, this ain't crazy, baby. Melvin got